Radharas Sudhanidhi. Yesterday we were describing the Radha Na Mahima, the glories of Radha's holy name. And we had explained this verse 95. May the two wonderful syllables, Radha, that immediately attract the Lord of Gokul, after even a single utterance, that makes all goals of human life seem futile, when love is developed for that name, and that mark the mantra that is lovingly repeated by Lord Madhav, become manifest to me. So this verse, Prabhupada Saraswati, is explaining three glorious features of this name, Radha. One is that, which we mentioned, that if one develops love or attraction for chanting Radharani's name, then dharma, art, kama, moksha, all this will become insignificant. Tuchavat, the word he uses is tuchata. Purushartheshu spurit tuchata. Tuchata means just like that. It's put, 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 put. This means tuchata. You just spit at it. Tuchata, insignificant, paltry, meaningless. We don't care anything for liberation. We just want to spend our days and nights chanting Radha, 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 Radha. I remember one time when we were doing Vrindavan Parikrama, there was one person who was called Pago Baba. There's many Pago Babas, but he was one Pago Baba. And he was staying on by the Vrindavan Parikrama near Panigat. Panigat is around the backside of Vrindavan Parikrama. There's a murti of Lord Chaitanya under a banyan tree there now. And that's called Panigat. So he would always sit there on the side, and any time he would come, day or night, even late at night, and do Parikrama, he was simply sitting there saying, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And I used to see him, and I thought, oh, he's Pago. He's Pago Baba. He's crazy. But I thought, that's a pretty nice way to go be crazy. It was just day and night, it was just chanting Radhe, Radhe. And then you didn't have to do anything, because people would give him clothes and food or whatever he needed just to keep him going. To keep him with his Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Just keep chanting Radhe's name. So this is, he didn't care about anything else. He didn't care about eating or sleeping or going anywhere or doing anything. He had no art, no desirable object. He simply wanted to chant the holy name, Radharani, Radharani. Of course, he didn't really bless me, or I would have become crazy also. Because I really wasn't sincere in my prayer, but when I went by, I would look at him and say, oh, pray, I wish I could be like that. At least I created a minor samskara. A minor samskara for being crazy for Radharani's name. So it explains here in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana how Krishna, if he hears someone, if he simply hears the syllable Ra, this is in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, then Krishna becomes very happy. So I guess in America, they have all these football games. And when people are playing the football, there's the teams there, the people are cheering for the football players. So they say, rah, rah, rah. Rah, rah, rah. So they're all saying, rah, rah, rah. Rah, rah, rah. You know, they say to enthuse the audience in the football game. They call them cheerleaders, leading the cheer, leading the chanting, leading the singing. You're supposed to sing for the home team and encourage them to play harder, play with more enthusiasm. If Krishna simply, if you just say Ra, then Krishna becomes happy. And then if you say Da, then Krishna runs after that person to reward him. Because Da means D-H-A, Da. So in other words, what happens is this. If someone is chanting the name Radha, 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 then Krishna becomes very happy by hearing the first syllable, Ra. Then when he hears the second syllable, he drops everything he's doing. He starts running in the direction of that person. Who is chanting the name of Radha? Who is chanting the name? Who is that? Who is that? Who is it? This is Brahma Vaivarta Puran describing how much power there is in this Nam, Radha's Nam. course, we have an interesting fortune because we're chanting Radharani's name and Krishna's running to us. And we're chanting Krishna's name and Radharani's running to us because it's also the same for Radharani. As soon as she hears Krishna's name, then she runs in that direction. She runs there. As soon as she hears Krish, she becomes very ecstatic. And when she hears Na, then she drops everything else. Nothing else matters. Na means nothing, negative. Na, she drops everything and runs to that person. So we're chanting the Maha Mantra. We're chanting Radha's name and Krishna's name. So that means that Radharani is running to us to reward us, and Krishna is running to us to reward us. Reward us, to bless us, to benefit us. So we're also fortunate to chant the Maha Mantra, because Radha's name is also there. So now there's one Leela that Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda, for Krishna's welfare, because they have a deity in their house in Nandagram, in their palace temple of Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan deity. And they have some pujaris to do the puja there. Mata Mangal is also a pujari there. He does puja. And other pujaris. But Mata Mangal mostly eats the Mahaprasadam. He doesn't do much puja, because usually he's with Krishna. But officially he's supposed to be doing puja, but mostly he just waits for the Mahaprasadam. And other people do the offerings. He's always on time when the Maha comes off. He's always there. So Mother Yashoda, they initiated Gopal into a Narayan mantra. Bhagavari Rishi gave him that. So in the morning, after Krishna would bathe and dress, his mother and father told him to go into the temple room and do his mantra, chant his Ishta mantra, Ishta Devata mantra. So Krishna would go and sit inside the temple room like a good boy. Then he would think to himself, because the boys, he was trying to be obedient. Before he went out and played and got into trouble, Mother Yashoda, they tried to engage him in something spiritual. Because they tried to raise their child, it's a religious person. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they wanted to raise Krishna in a religious way. So they thought the day should begin with meditation on God. Because this is a tradition in India, that we begin our day by worshipping the Ishta Devatas, the Digpals and Ishta Devatas. We worship Surya, and then we worship our Griha Devata. Maybe it's Narayan or Shiva or Ram. So this is a pious religious person. So Nanda Baba was trying to raise Krishna as a pious young boy. But he was very frivolous. He would go in there and start chanting. And what would he think? He would think, Ama hoite anandita tribhuvan, amake ananda dive ache konjan. All the three worlds are ecstatic because of me. But is there anyone who can make me happy? So he would start chanting this Narayan mantra, and he'd say, oh, what is this mantra? This mantra doesn't make me happy. Only someone who has 100 times more qualities than I have can make me happy. But actually, it's impossible for anyone in the world to be more qualified than me. Only in Radha can I experience that. So what happens is that when Krishna is in the temple room, and he's in Narayan's temple room, he's supposed to be chanting Narayan's mantra. He brings his pet parrot in there. He has a pet parrot, Shukshma and Vichakshana, or Daksha and Vichakshana. And he says, listen, parrot, you repeat after me. Dara, Dara, Dara. Dara, Dara, Dara. Dara, Dara, Dara. So the parrot starts chanting Dara, Dara, Dara. And when he's chanting Dara, 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 then Krishna's combining Dara, Dara to be Radha, Radha, Radha. So then Krishna's sitting inside the temple room like this. He has some cloth, he puts some cloth over and he keeps his hand like this. And he's supposed to be chanting his Narayan mantra. So his mother comes in to see if he's chanting the Narayan mantra. She looks, he's sitting there. And then he's big smiles on his face. And he's chanting his Narayan mantra. That's what she thinks, Mother Yashoda, because his hand's like this. But in the corner, in the golden cage, is this parrot, Daksha. And he's chanting Dara, 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 Dara. And Krishna is just relishing, because Dara is the two syllables, Radha, are there. He's saying Dara, Dara, Dara. And after a while, because he's a parrot, He doesn't have a very big brain. He has what they call bird brain. And it's very small. So he's saying, Dara, Dara, Dara. Then he forgets to say Dara, and he starts saying, Radha, 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 Radha. So then Krishna's sitting there, yes, yes, Radha, 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 Radha. So in this way, Krishna starts his day off on the right note. So this is a perfect note. These are the perfect notes to start the day off. So he begins his day not meditating on his Ishtadev mantra, not meditating on Narayan, but meditating on Radha. Radha. So on that note, we'll close this class, and tomorrow we'll have another class. Any questions or comments? Radha Rani Ki Jai.